Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a podcast analytics platform that enables podcasters to see all the relevant data they need to know about their podcast's audience. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the referral code Wrestling2XPod. Again, the code Wrestling2XPod.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Hey, this is TJP, the Phil-Am Flash, and you are listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romaran, and Chino Liao bringing you this special 11-11 episode of the pod. And, well, we talk about one of our favorite online shopping sites a lot on this episode kasi nga 11-11. But more importantly, our guest for this week is somebody who we can probably call the original Jim Johnston of the Philippine wrestling scene. His name is Joaquin Acosta, and he is the guy behind a lot of the early PWR themes that you may remember or still hear in your head. So yung OG JDL theme, OG Ken Warren theme, the OG Network theme. I don't think it ever changed.
Yeah, basically MCS era PWR.
Yes.
You guys frequented the early PWR shows, you would have definitely heard his work.
Mm. Yeah. And kind of like yung episode namin with Nino last month, we also get into a lot of music talk. So since he is a professional musician as well, we ask him questions about how yung production process works, how he records music, especially with a band in the time of the pandemic. Lots of really interesting stuff that we'll get to in this episode.
Also, we talk about the Cover Collective, which is this new project that covers a lot of pop music and gives them a sort of rock spin, I guess you could say. It's good stuff. You can check it out.
Yeah, really good stuff. So Joaquin gets into all of that in a bit. Before we do that, though, just want to remind you that the Wrestling Podcast Patreon is now up and running. And if you want to support us, then all you have to do is to check out patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. You can be a WWP patron for as low as 250 pesos a month. Or $5 a month, or you can also get the $10 a month subscription or the 500 pesos a month tier. So, Ro, what can people expect from being a Wrestling Podcast patron?
All right. So, first of all, we have our very own wrestling community on Discord. So, that's just getting off the ground. If you want a place to discuss wrestling and maybe other stuff in life with other people, with other like-minded people, then we offer that to you. Also, if you want to process your thoughts and opinions and feelings about shows that you recently watched and you can't wait until our live wrestling talk sessions on Wednesday nights, I've been doing some releasing of exclusive Patreon content of show reviews. What we have right now is exclusive review of Dynamite and Halloween Havoc for this week. Later on, I'll be recording a review for NXT UK tomorrow, SmackDown 205 Live. So talagang we're watching this stuff and we're presenting them to you as they happen. So if you really want to process these things as they happen, you can find it there on our Patreon.
All right.
And we have other stuff like merch and game nights. We have once we have enough people, we're gonna have Kumu game nights with you guys on the Patreon community, stuff like that. Maraming plans are in store for you if you sign up for our community. Yes, Chino, go.
Also, certain tiers have a chance to be on this very podcast. If you've ever had thoughts and opinions that you wanted to voice out in public, this might be your chance. Signing up with the Patreon.
Yes, yes, yes.
And of course, yung favorite part ko, the virtual watch party. So we're bringing them back, yung mga viewing parties natin that we used to enjoy at our favorite bar in BGC na hindi na natin magawa ngayon because of the pandemic. We're gonna do our best to bring it back in the virtual space, hopefully in time for Survivor Series later this month. So all of that and more if you're part of the Wrestling Podcast patron community. All right? Time for us to get to our guest for this week. It's Joaquin Acosta right here on the Wrestling Podcast. Our guest for this week's exclusive audio-only episode of the podcast is somebody whose impact you may have felt in the local wrestling scene, especially during the first few years of PWR. He's the guy behind a lot of the iconic wrestling themes you may have heard from, you know, a lot of the OGs from like the first three or four batches of wrestlers, I'd say. Please welcome to the podcast, Joaquin Acosta.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Joaquin. Thank you.
Hey.
So good to see you again, man.
Yeah, did I hear audio only?
Yeah, yes, audio only.
Sorry.
Sorry, man. Yeah, but we're going to take a picture. Para hindi naman sayang yung setup mo.
Magagamit pa yan, bro. Magagamit pa yung production design mo, bro.
For sure.
Happy to be here, guys.
How's it going? How have you been coping with, 7 months of worth of being locked down, being stuck at home?
It's weird that I'm getting used to it. You shouldn't get used to this, but it's now like a normal thing. So I don't know. Parang may complacency siya. But you shouldn't, like, diba? It's so weird. Eh? Parang, this is life now. Whatever.
It's like an inconvenient Sad. Truth, eh, no? Like,
yeah.
When they said new normal, yeah. Now they really mean it.
Yeah.
How would you introduce yourself to the Pinoy wrestling fan who may have heard your music already, but probably won't be super familiar with who you are?
Okay, so I'm a super wrestling fan who's now a filthy casual. And, I'm also in a band, so I actually went to college for music. So I studied music, and then I did 12 to 16 themes for PWR when it was starting palang.
Overall start and,
right?
12 to 16.
So. Yeah, parang ganun. I put in here, you can use this music for like yung mga generic ano lang. Habang naghihintay yung crowd, yung ganun, like
wow.
Yeah, because like, diba, I think may problem yan if you like show it on YouTube or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, diba? So yeah, and I think ang laki talaga ng tulong ng entrance music. It's like shorthand, parang, oh, you get to know what this character is without even hearing a promo or whatever. It says a lot. So I really wanted to help with that. I really wanted to be a wrestler too, but too late.
Why too late?
No, I'm old and the rock and roll lifestyle has done a toll on the body.
I'm not sure what the oldest boot camper was, Ro. How old was the oldest ever boot camper that PWR had?
Early 40s, man. Merong umabot na early 40s sa amin. And
right now? I
mean, yeah, before.
Okay, wow.
So whatever age you were when we started, definitely may mas matanda pa sa'yo. Okay, so you can't have been too old. So
yeah,
there are a lot of people who tried despite their age.
Wow. That's actually inspiring.
Yeah. It always blows my mind when I see someone at boot camp and they'd be like, oh yeah, I'm 40 plus. I'm like, wow, shit. Yeah. So it's never too late to chase your dream. Joaquin, we want to get to know about the ins and outs of producing music for the wrestling scene. But before you get into that, let's take a short break and hear from our friends from Podcast Network Asia.
Hey there, Alex Calleja here. Bakit ako nandito? Kasi gusto kong ipaalam sa'yo na may podcast din ako. It's called Punchline with Alex Calleja. I talk about everything. Serious, happy, sad, pero sa dulo, may punchline or may comedy. Again, it's Punchline with Alex Calleja. Available on Spotify o kung saan ka man kumukuha o naikinig ng podcast. Namumukhaan kita, ilista ko pangalan mo, kaya see you there.
How did you get roped in to the local wrestling scene and to PWR in the first place?
So, first off, I was a fan of the whole Pinoy wrestling ni RJ from before.
Okay.
And then I hear mga like the whisperings of like, oh, may local na. May local, oh, are you kidding me? Like, seryoso? Trying like, where is this? Feeling ko, ano eh, ala lang, like, sinister lang ako ng mga friends ko. So, parang, but apparently meron. And then my friend took me to a show in Makati Cinema Square. So I was like, oh, wow! Meron nga! And then apparently, my friend Kiko Aquino.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, so he knew Yusuf then. And then you guys would hang out sa Cobao X.
Yes.
Right. Before pa, diba?
Right.
So there, like, so I got to hang out with some of the OGs. And then I pitched na parang, hey, why don't I can make music for you guys. Parang ginawa ko, naggumawa muna ako ng 3 samples. And if you like, parang we can go from there and just make themes for everyone. And then yun nga, at least I was lucky enough na I was given the chance to make music.
So for the listeners, sino-sino dun sa mga OGs yung nagawin mo ng
theme? Okay.
So that people have an idea.
Oh. Okay, so Sandata, yeah. Sandata was one of the first 8. So Sandata, Bombay, JL.
The infamous Kill This Bitch.
Yeah, shut up my lyrics, man. So JDL, Bombay, Ken, and then, Apocalypse.
Wow.
Mayhem Brannigan, Panzer. And then may dalawa pala. And then isang Brian Leo tas isang Royal Flush.
Okay.
Right.
I think from the themes that you enumerated, yung pinaka memorable, obviously the JDL theme, the Ken Warren theme, the Sandata theme,
the Bombay theme, and Apocalypse.
Theme. Oh, Bombay theme. So yun, yung limang yun for me, yung sobrang until now, you just say those names and I'll remember the song that plays in my head. So
si Bombay kasi diba yung marketing niya is so prominent.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Just 3 words all over and over and over again, and it sticks to
you. Yeah, it really sticks to you, but it just makes an immediate impact.
When I made the Apocalypse theme, hindi pa yun yung with a creepy music box umpisa. May first version pa yun na may air raid siren. It wasn't used. That's why inulit siya.
So, pag gumagawa ka ng music for like a particular wrestler, where do you draw inspiration from?
Oh, so for this, I talked to the wrestlers themselves. I remember I talked to you, Romeo, about yung peg na gusto mo, diba? Like,
yes.
You give me like a couple of pegs and then, syempre, hindi naman diretso bale. Like, several inspirations then. And then I talked to you about your character and then you told me na parang modern day like Pinoy warrior siya, diba?
Yes, yes, so, yes.
So I put some kulintang in para medyo may Filipino instrumentation na hindi lang diretso na Western, diba?
Yeah, that was such an awesome touch. I marked out when I first heard yung kulintang and didn't realize, oh, ay, pwede pala to in Philippine wrestling entrance themes. So I think I would have been the first to have actual indigenous instruments in my theme, which was really, really awesome. Thank you, man.
Yeah. And it's parang it's something that like that's an idea I got from, if you guys are familiar with Sepultura, like no one would have thought with doing heavy metal with indigenous instruments.
Right.
Like, made it work. Eh. So that's what I drew upon when I made the Sandata theme.
So with your background in music, what's the main genre that you use throughout? Or paiba-iba ba siya?
Yeah,
I know you're a rocker, right? You're in the band.
Primarily, I'm more into hard rock and heavy metal. Pero syempre, well, for the longest time din, diba? Like for mainstream wrestling, lalo na sa WWE, no Attitude Era, puro like new metal. It's metal.
Yeah.
The aggressive, ano, diba? If not metal, it's, it's an aggressive hip-hop beat, diba? And then you have your smattering of novelty acts with, let's say, Val Venus, diba? May porn. May porn music. So I think for the most part, the metal stuff, I think I got down. Pero with the... Pero rarely is it used now. Bihira. It's still a standard. Pero like a lot of wrestlers, I don't think it's that uso na eh. Yung, lalo na yung new metal.
Puro synth na ngayon mostly eh.
Yeah.
Pero a lot of wrestlers asked for rock eh. Rock and metal. Parang konti lang kami. Parang kami lang ata ni Bombay who asked for hip-hop.
Crystal.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So with that, when a wrestler asked for music, for themes, right? And you go talking to them for inspiration, has there ever been a time where nahihirapan ka sa hinihingi ng suggestion?
Ang pinakamahirap usually is para ikaw na bahala. It's para, so I don't know where to start, diba?
Yeah. Can you give an example of somebody who said ikaw nang bahala?
Meron ba? Na wrestler?
Wala naman. Pero I was like, oh wait, yung The Network, parang, basta gawin, parang may generic, ano lang, basta may beat. So, I was like, oh shit, I can go anything. It can go anywhere, diba? Parang,
yeah. Right.
Oh, yun. So, I did a lot of research. I actually researched, mga early Lonely Island.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Yung K-Koy hip-hop.
Yeah. Actually, the Lonely Island. Maganda yung production ng songs. It's just right.
Right. Okay, cool. So, when it comes to, yung career mo as a PWR, was there a transition from, say, this batch of music versus the next batch of music?
Like, oh, yeah. Lalo na kasi with the first batch, ang pinaka-limitation ko was my equipment. I had a shitty laptop and I didn't have any interface nung time na yun. So like the stuff I did, all the guitar sounds were synthesized. Nothing was really recorded.
Oh wow.
Except for Bombay's track, which wow. I had to see Victor. You remember Victor Prieto?
Yes.
So we had to go to a shop and figure out how to rig my shitty laptop to record vocals. Para lang makarecord ng vocals.
Wow.
Saan kayo nag-record? Dun din sa shop sa taas?
Sa second floor.
Oh, sa second floor. Wow.
Yeah. So pag may maingay sa baba pa, shit, ulit na naman.
So how long did it take to record Bombay's theme?
Okay. So the music, madali lang yun. I sampled for, yun. Like sample out from like James Brown, kaya may parang Preston.
Okay.
And then did the beats, and then I talked to Mark Rodriguez, si Batas, and si Victor really wanted to do vocals, so he's really close with Mark. We went to college, all of us three together, and then sabi na, let's collab for the lyrics for this, and then. Nagbatuhan lang sila, parang I'll do this verse, you'll do this verse, and let's do some gang vocals. Ito yung hook. And then, noong time na i-record, si Bombay was like, I want to record the bridge. Parang, okay. Sige, let's record your bridge.
Star-studded playing theme, Bombay.
Oh, a lot of people spat on that theme, man.
Yeah.
Si Batas, Victor Preto, who's with...
Shadow Moses.
Shadow Moses, there we go, diba?
Yeah.
Dali pa ng beats nung track ni Bombay.
But how is Bombay as a rapper?
It's the heart's there. Pero I think he put super ang dami niya lyrics, so sobrang siksik niya, walang breathing time.
Okay.
I remember para we have to do this in like segments kasi there's no way you can gap like the whole verse na sunod-sunod.
Yun. Right. Okay. Are there any other fun stories from producing the themes? Yung kind of like Bombay's theme. Like, kanino pa kayo sobrang nag-enjoy or sobrang na-frustrate when you're putting the team together?
I remember John Sebastian was very particular. Like, I kept sending him drafts where he's like, it's not yet there. Then he sent me some New Japan peg. So I was like, okay, so what do I get from ano ba yung guitar ba kukunin ko? Still not there. So I was like, okay, so he really likes Dean Ambrose. So i-dedicate ko na lang dun sa theme ni Dean Ambrose. And true enough, parang okay, he liked it. Yun.
I think I can see that now kasi very very guitar heavy yung entrance niya, if you remember the theme, diba?
Yeah.
So yeah, he I guess he was really obsessed with the licks, which yung entrance ni Dean Ambrose sa WWE, yeah, did have a bit of that.
Saka you can also sense the New Japan-ness.
Yes. Kasi he's a Nakamura fan.
Sige, so of all the themes that you've made for PWR, may favorites ka ba? Things that when you heard na, oy, pwede to ha, dapat ginawa ko ng kanta to.
I like the one I did with JDL. Because right. I remember hearing his first, yung proto music niya when he was first starting.
Yeah.
Flamenco guitar. Parang, oh, there's so much I can do with this. Parang I could hear it in my mind. And then, of course, yung remix ni Nino. Ang ganda ng ginawa niya dun, eh. He asked me for the stems and the new theme. I don't think, have I been? Oh, yeah, I heard it. Sa nung, when I was homecoming, doon narinig.
Uh-huh. How did it feel to see or to hear a song that you worked on now being sampled on this remix?
It's awesome. Because like, there are things, again, when I recorded that, yung gear ko was really limited. And to be redone in such a polished way and something, and with someone na may ear that I can never have. Because fresh ears siya, we're from like different batches. So he can hear stuff that I can't. And it's a refreshing take on what I did, so it's amazing.
You mentioned having worked on Crystal's theme then, so part siya ng second batch of themes that you produced. So who were the other the newer, and I say this with air quotes now, obviously, the newer wrestlers whose themes you produced?
So there was Ralph, Main Max. I might be getting things wrong, but I'm just listing. And then Fighters for Hire, Peter V.
Yeah.
Which was a house track, I think. I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. He wasn't quite particular with it.
I just got, okay, si Yusuf kasi yung sabi, oh, you make Peter's theme, sorry, what should I do? So he does this, I don't know, he does this humping thing though when you guys are training. So just make like a house track. I was like, oh, okay. So I did that. And then yung The Network, I might be forgetting other stuff, pero Vintendo's theme ata.
Oh, I love the OG Vintendo theme.
The old theme, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was really
good. Also pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, video game effects good.
Yeah, parang pamatay na yung dubstep doon, tapos naglagay yung dubstep.
Is it easier when a wrestler comes to you and says, "Na, I want you to take inspiration from a particular artist"? Like, I remember the Ken Warren theme took heavily from Beastie Boys because his first entrance was Intergalactic, diba? So, is it easier when Ken Warren says that, "Na, I want it to be very Beastie Boys sounding"? Or would you rather someone like John Sebastian, "Na, oh yeah, I really want elements of this, elements of that"?
Well, definitely, if I'm given direction, mas mabilis. Like, okay, may dalaw tayong peg, and then let's just work from that. It just depends on like if I guess if it's my job, I guess, as a guy who can speak the language of music to interpret something that someone who doesn't, so para magkaroon siya ng fruit, I guess depende lang yan kung if I hit the right notes. Like siguro nung mga first drafts ko kay John Sebastian, may gusto siyang sabihin na hindi niya masabi kasi like hindi naman niya inaral yun, so it was challenging to look for, okay, what's he looking for? Parang nagda-diagnose ng, it's like a vet trying to figure out what's wrong with a cat or something. What's wrong?
Right.
I don't know. It's a weird analogy, sorry.
But how do you talk to the person? So let's say that the person you're talking to doesn't speak the language of music and then you're trying to meet halfway or you're trying to meet their vision. What do you do then as a musician?
Oh yeah, so I try to ask leading questions. Like, do you want it to be more aggressive? Do you want it lower? Do you want it like faster? Luckily, I've worked in music enough that I've had experiences with making music for movies and TV. So dealing with clients who really just have stuff to relay from their bosses na vague minsan.
Yeah.
Medyo nakuha ako na rin parang, okay, I'm sure ganito yung gusto mangyari. Ganun.
So do you still get frustrated at this point with, however many years you've been in the business na, ito na naman, or like, oh, how do I explain this to this person who, one, is probably just a middleman, or two, is a middleman who doesn't have the ear to understand?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so there's a story there. So I love music. I still play. I still make music. But when I was making music before PWR, so I was making my friend Joey Santos. We had a recording studio, so we were making music for film and TV and radio. So I figured back then it was something I loved, so I might as well make a living out of it. Pero the daily grind for me, parang shit, I'm starting to hate music. So I left that 2010. Parang shit, I don't want to hate something that I love. Parang ganun, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I left. It absolutely does.
There, yeah. So I left that and I went to write. And then ang legit balik ko into making music was PWR. That's why I didn't have the gear. Yeah, I didn't have the gear anymore. So
wow. Yeah.
How did you feel about making music for something you loved as a kid, as your whole life, wrestling?
Yeah, this was like Anisha. So iconic. Super iconic. I used to have like a small Casio when I was small, and syempre, all of us would do wrestling, diba?
Yeah.
I would like just put like kunyari Latin, pa, okay, si Razor Ramon yan. So Razor Ramon, diba? So back then I was like making stuff na parang entrance music. Another sovereign tangent, sorry. So you remember Warzone?
Yes, right. Yes.
Okay, so what that wala naman internet, diba? Walang access to like downloading the themes or whatever, diba?
Yeah.
So I remember one of my friends had WWF Warzone. Tapos kinabit namin yung karaoke niya dun sa TV. Tapos, di ba, when you go into characters, pwede may play yung sound nila.
Yes.
So, nirecord ko yun sa tape. Parang pwede kong pakinggan yung music song. So, to answer your question, given the chance to make music for wrestlers, sobrang, I jumped at the chance talaga. As in, it was really amazing.
So during that time, you know, when we were getting into wrestling recording themes, may mga favorite themes ka ba from back then?
Okay, so Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, so very rock heavy, siya, so I love them. Ric Flair, well, kasi ano yun eh, also Sprach Zarathustra theme, and then and when you think about it, and daming parang royalty free, like see yung Pomp and Circumstance,
royalty
free Macho Man, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lex Luger had like a John Philip Sousa.
A march.
Yeah, yeah. So Bret, Shawn Michaels, Shaka, Undertaker.
All right.
Ayun.
I want to bring it back to when you got back into music and how it was because of PWR. So this is early PWR, which didn't have money at all. Kasi it was a startup and talagang grassroots kung grassroots. So as a professional, how did you feel about having to work on a passion project knowing na there was very little to no likelihood na you'd get compensated for it financially?
I really didn't care about money but then. So it's like, I just want to make music for you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it. It's something I love. So wrestling. Parang what? I can't really, di ba? Parang may wrestling dito talaga.
And a chance to be a part of something cool.
Yeah,
like then, that, right?
For the wrestler with the song you make, mm-hmm. di ba?
In a way, parang nagpioneer ka na rin, di ba? So like the first few wrestlers who were in the scene were the ones who pioneered the local scene as we know it today. Pero you being the guy behind a lot of those themes makes you a pioneer all in your own right. So looking back now, it's not like so much time has passed, but with everything that's gone on, pandemic included, parang ang tagal na rin. So how does that feel na like, wow, I guess to a degree, yun nga, you've become that pioneer?
Oh, I never thought about it. That's what you brought it up. Parang I just felt na parang, alam mo yun yung may fan, kasi yeah, like you said, parang sobrang grassroots siya. I just thought of myself as parang pitching in to help and making the whole experience or having something to do para lang sumikat yung scene, I think. Parang I just wanted to help, basically.
When you went to that first show, do you remember what show that was even? And kung sino yung first wrestler that caught your eye or the first wrestler that came out and sabi mo, I want to make music for that guy?
Ito ata yung tumalon si Mayhem sa second floor. Eh.
Okay, so Vendetta 2015.
I think so. Tapos, was first, ito yung labas, naka-plant si Mark Di Manalo eh. Yung first labas niya.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah, and then, I think JDL. Because I remember the speakers, and there was some flamenco. I was like, oh, we could do so much better than this. There.
Right. So, it's a previous crop of wrestlers. You're able to work with them and come up with themes for them. Has there ever been a wrestler with PWR that you wish you could have worked on the theme on?
I don't know. I think wala naman akong gusto na, na ano, kasi I think passe na rin yung, I think it's time for newer people to make the music, just as how WWE has moved from like Jim Johnston na yes. Diba? Parang it's time, and lalo na ako medyo ano na ako eh, like grumpy old guy when it comes to music. Do any other like new stuff? Siguro like a bit of Blackpink, but that's
yes.
Yun, welcome siguro to the club.
Yeah. So I think it's for the newer guys, siguro para to connect with a younger crowd, I guess.
How would you describe that though? Yung sinabi mong grumpy old man vibe. Because in wrestling, when we say grumpy old man, we think of Jim Cornette. He likes to take a shit on the younger generation, or likes to take a shit on what's sikat now. So like, from your perspective, what's that grumpy old man vibe like?
So kung si Jim Cornette, meron siyang lagi na lang yung Midnight Express, yun yung best ever for him. Like ako, meron na lang like a couple of bands sa rotation ko. Like I listen to a new group, but they won't be in my playlist anytime soon. Parang ganun. So I still have my Metallica. It's really old. And for me, I try to keep an open mind. I try not to diss new stuff. Because some people, I think, they diss new music just because they don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
If I don't get it, I just don't get it. So I'll try. And I'll try to see, so this is why it's popular. It might not be for me, but it doesn't mean it's bad. So kung ganun na ako out of touch, I might not be the right person to tap.
Uh-huh.
Diba? So that's yun.
Is there an example of a genre or a trend in music na you just took a long time to warm up to, or until now hindi mo pa rin siya magets?
Okay, so pag gumagawa ng EDM, ang peg ko pa rin is trance. So ang dami.
Okay.
So parang, oh shit, so musically, 'di ba, mas simple ang EDM.
Yes.
Minsan wala nang hi-hats or whatever, 'di ba? It's like okay, nasa ano pa rin ako there.
So yung ganung klaseng evolution. All right. Wacky, how did you get into music, and how did you know that this was something you wanted to pursue for the rest of your life? We want to get into that story, but before we do, today is Lazada's biggest one-day sale, and personally, I've waited weeks to check out my recent Lazada discoveries, and I still can't believe that I got them at such a low price and with free shipping vouchers pa. Definitely worth the wait, so please check it out right now because the sale is happening today only. So use our voucher code here on the Wrestling Podcast. That's PNA1111LAZ. Again, that's PNA1111LAZ. And you can enjoy 111 pesos off on your first Lazada purchase. So again, that's PNA1111LAZ. And you can also check out our Lazada affiliate link. That's tinyurl.com/wrestling. xlazada1111. Again, tinyurl.com/wrestling xlazada1111. That takes you straight to the site or to the app. So those are just some ways for you to help the podcast. Chino, what's another way for our listeners to help out the podcast while they indulge in the biggest one-day sale on Lazada?
It would be great if you guys did all your purchases and transactions on Lazada's app, okay? Because it's super easy to access it at the App Store, Google Play, and wherever else you get all your app goodness from. You can also access all the amazing deals using our code PNA1111LAZ. That's PNA1111LAZ. That is 111 pesos off your 500 peso purchase on the Lazada app. And you'd be getting all these great deals as well as helping the podcast at no additional cost to you.
So that code is valid for new customers only. Let's get back to Wacky Acosta and his story here on the Wrestling Podcast. How did you get into it in the first place? Like, how did you decide na making music is what I want to do with my life?
Oh, I played guitar. So I in grade school, I was a sickly guy. So I had asthma. I couldn't do any sports. So, art lessons and then guitar lessons. And then, syempre, guitar lessons, parang, oh, I want to be in a band. I want to be a rock star. Yun. And then, eventually, I was in several bands and, you know, with varying levels of success. And then, I don't know, even if you're in a shit band, you still want to play.
Yeah.
So, may desire pa rin for creation, I guess. So, kahit ano nangyayari, parang may gusto mo ng output lagi. Like itong pandemic, like, lalo na may drought with all the gigs and all the concerts and stuff.
Yeah, being canceled or postponed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think all musicians have been trying to make as much output as they can, just at least to keep sane.
Yeah.
Or may sense of normalcy ka na parang, may nilalabas ka pa rin. Diba? Parang ganun siya.
So what's that been like? Knowing na, yun nga, nasa bahay tayong lahat, yung banda mo hindi mo makita in person, hindi kayo makapag-jam in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
What adjustments did you have to make to deal with that?
So thankfully, meron tayong internet. Kasi kung nangyari to, let's say 10 years ago, ang dami hindi mangyayari. And then may coping mechanism. So I start out. So when people started posting yung mga jam videos, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like you can finally do the collab you wanted to do with these friends na puro drawing lang before. Ngayon wala na. Wala na excuse na, sabay ka lang eh. So I started doing that, and then eventually I was like, oh, I wanna up the production value. So my wife turned me on this year to Lazada. Like before this, I did not know about Lazada. So okay. Nakita ko siya, oh my god! I wanted to buy like a ring light first, and then now look at all my lights, man.
Yan. Ganda. And,
kaya pala may pang production design.
Oh,
yeah. So I just kept buying lights. So ako, like, I think I'm self-aware enough na parang feeling ko coping mechanism siya.
Buying lights.
Yeah.
I think your first exposure ko to your pandemic era music was yung mga covers niyo ni Enzo Marcos.
Yes.
So yeah. Those are really good. How did that all come together?
Yun, I was going to ask about that then.
Oh yeah, yun. So we were just looking for the next cover, and then the next cover in that video si Enzo, and then are the drummer there si Eric, and then yung bassist si Marco. Okay, so way back, siguro mga 2010. Do you remember Kasanami, the bar in Jupiter? It used to be the old RJ.
Okay.
Anyway, so may racket ako before, and every Monday there was rockyoki, nung bago pa lang yung rockyoki. So what I do, I'd host the rockyoki nights every Monday, and then syempre yung mga tao hindi pa umiinom, so I'd had to sing like the first two songs before people would sign up. And then friends would go kasi I would host. So, si Enzo was one there. And then, paglasing na lahat, yung apat na nanandun sa video, excluding the keyboardist, just kami yung nag-end ng night, we just play. And then parang, oh no, banda na tayo. So parang, syempre, yung real life is too busy. So, never siya it never came into fruition. So, ito yung first fulfillment nun, yung Spice Girls cover na yun.
Yeah, that Spice Girls cover was amazing.
really was.
Yeah, it was nuts. Do you guys have a name for this collective now?
No. Well, the Facebook page is, I don't know, the Cover Collective. I decided to make a Facebook page because my Facebook profile is private. So
yeah.
Siyempre, hindi siya makikita kung ano, diba? So doon na lang i-migrate lahat ng.
Fair, in fairness, kahit private yung Facebook profile mo, people still share the yeah. shit out of that video. As in, kumalat siya all over because it's so good.
Oh.
But I'm so good. And then you did other covers after that. So, my question to you is, from Enzo, you also work with other vocalists, other guitarists, other drummers. How do you guys decide what to cover next?
We're all from CSB. Okay. And back then, yung bands namin magkakasabay sa Kiho, sa ganun. So we all know each other. So
how do you guys decide what to cover?
So usually maraming nang nakapila. So mag-uusap-usap lahat. Oh, ito maganda. Tapos we'll just list them down and then we'll see parang as much as possible I like to cover stuff na parang babaliin yung it's instead of yung diretsong cover lang. Mm-hmm. And then so I'll make people listen to it. Parang, oh, trip po bang mag-guitar dito or may babagayan like oh if it's a metal cover, oh let's get this guy. If it's medyo jazzy, let's get that guy ganun. And then we put it into a queue. Kasi yun na, you know, that's what we do now.
So until now madami pa yung nakapila.
Yeah.
Nice.
So how long does it take yung process ninyo, the production of it all to arranging the music and then figuring out the spin you want and then yung video pa and everything, the editing?
Yeah. So usually, so we pick the song and then I make a study, super rough lang. And then I'll make, I'll have like a couple of people in mind. And then, is this something you'd like? Okay, sige. Then develop pa. And then yun yung first draft. So siguro a week will go by na pasahan lang sa email before any tracks are laid. And then kanya-kanya ng latag yun ng tracks. Tapos syempre, the more people you have, the more moving parts you have, mas matagal siya. Lalo na the people who have work now, they can only do it on the weekends and shoot on the weekends. So it can be anywhere. Like I did one na ako lang, 3 days. And then the longest siguro would be like the one we did with Monty for Mayonnaise. Siguro mga two and a half months yun in the making.
Jesus Christ. For one song.
Wow.
Yeah,
like, hirap na.
Mayonnaise is really busy. So, diba? So, ayun.
Have you guys ever considered doing a wrestling cover? Like, kunwari kukunin yung song ni Shawn Michaels tapos gagawin mo siyang ballad or something.
Oh yeah, definitely. Kasi like, yung recent na nilabas namin is the theme from Chrono Trigger. So,
oh, okay.
So we're into themes now. Definitely, if ever theme siya, siguro old theme, hindi yung songs repurposed to be themes like yung sa Alter Bridge ni Edge.
Yeah.
Nothing like that siguro.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure.
So, how difficult or different is it to record, especially ngayon pandemic?
Oh, tama.
Nung papasahan kayo, diba?
Great question.
Is it super different from being in the studio together?
Recording, ang mahirap dun is you're not there in the control room and then you can't produce it na parang, oh, let's do another take, try this take. So, ang nangyayari ngayon, what my style is, parang, lalo na with vocalists, can you give me three, I'm sure, the people who worked in voiceover, usually ganito na rin yung ginagawa. Parang, oh, bigyan mo ang tatlong take, tas pili na lang tayo doon.
Yep, that's exactly what I do.
So, ganun, boom, tracks nga lang. So, yun.
So, you'll have to listen to the entire track from yung raw file, tapos pipiliin mo pa yung best take. So, kunwari, yung first take yung okay, yeah. Pero yung bridge, nasa third take yung okay. So, may mix and match mo siya.
Yeah, oo, ganun siya.
That's so, kaya siya Oh.
Oh, matrabaho. It's a painstaking process. Holy crap.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Kaya siya matagal talaga.
Pero dati, ano lang yun eh. Sabihin lang ng director, oh, isa pa, pero gawin mong ganito. It's ganun lang.
I'm not sure if you realize, but there's another wrestling connection between you and Enzo, especially now that you guys are making music together because Enzo's studio, yung 4Play, produced the TV show that Ro and I used to do, The Wrestling Gods.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
So that's how we met Enzo Marcos in the first place. Mm,
tama.
Okay.
Yes, it's pretty cool that we're full circle.
did you get to talk to him? I don't know if he's a wrestling fan though.
So medyo ano siya, he's kind of fallen off because life happens, life gets in the way. Yeah. But I remember yung first few meetings namin, we would kick back beers and he would just make Kurt Angle jokes or yung mga dad jokes based on puns relating to wrestlers. And I was like, this is my guy.
Example, like a Kurt Angle. What's a Kurt Angle pun?
Okay, so we were talking about how we wanted the set to look like. So we were talking about, okay, saan natin set up yung camera, anong mga toys ang ilalagay natin. And then somebody in the room said, we gotta shoot it at a certain angle. And then sabi ni Enzo, oh, like a Kurt angle?
Ah, okay.
Mga ganun.
Yeah, okay. So that's pretty funny. But yeah, he wasn't there for the shoot. He joined us nung ano na, towards the end, like the last hour of the shoot, if I remember correctly. But yeah, it's just funny kasi it's like another connection to wrestling. So for mm-hmm. you as a musician, now that you've experienced being a producer for a wrestling company, meron ka bang wrestler na napapanood ngayon, whether on YouTube lang or you actually got to see his match na, I really want to make music for that guy or for that girl?
Any wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Or like a team?
That's an on-the-spot question. Parang wala akong maisip pa. Oh, kung natuloy itong ano, kung natuloy itong Samoan's heel stable ni Roman
Reigns.
Hey.
Parang maganda gawin yun eh.
How are you able to take yung mga ano, yung mga, I'm not sure if we got to ask this earlier, pero yung mga very specific instruments, like the kulintang for Sandata's team, where do you get that? Kasi that, can you even synthesize that?
It's a bunch of ano, so it's a xylophone, a vibraphone, and a marimba, all mixed together.
Wow, that was cool. Okay, akala ko legit na kulintang in the studio.
Real kulintang, wala siya sa tono ng Western scale.
Oo, totoo.
Yeah.
So there. Ano yun? You have to grab those instruments and then record them together or synthesize na siya?
I'll listen to a sample sa, let's say, sa YouTube, yung pinaka-accessible. And then I'll fiddle around until medyo malapit na siya.
Taling!
Wow, I can't imagine. Kasi yun nga, that's something that's something I've come to enjoy, especially in recent years. Yung kunwari, they've got the ethnic or cultural touch to the music.
Right.
And then, paano we incorporate? Kunwari, if you have a Chinese wrestler, how are we going to incorporate like the erhu or whatever traditional instrument into a more modern sound, diba? And we want to know more about that. But before we do, let's hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, Chino Liao here, host of the new podcast on Podcast Network Asia called Class Clown. Now, I try to learn about the world through the lives of different professionals each week alongside by another stand-up comedian. The topics are limitless, the jokes are aplenty, only here on Class Clown.
So how, kunwari, a wrestler comes to you and says na, I really want to incorporate this specific instrument. Where do you start looking?
Okay, so let's say it's an erhu, diba?
Yeah.
There's no way I can get an erhu unless meron sa 11-11 ng Lazada. There's malaki possibility nun, diba?
You have to go to China.
Erhu, diba? So I'd start there siguro. If it's too expensive, I can feeling ko makaka-repurpose ako ng like a cello sound. And then just fiddle with the controls. It sounds like a cello na pumipiyok. Parang ganun.
So wala ka pa naman na-encounter na extreme request from
wala pa naman. I remember din kasi dati, like, yung first batch or the first stuff that I made, parang a lot of, okay, so an example was I asked Ralph, so what do you want the music to be, diba? Just time na parang just do anything like, you know, Japanese sounding. I was like, okay, diba? So like literal Japanese scales. It was like parang tunog siyang J metal na very fast. So parang, okay, it sounds, I don't know kung cultural appropriation siya, pero may shakuhachi pa dun eh, like in Japan. So parang, okay, Japan, sobrang hard sell siya in Japan. And then, nung nakita ko yung Daisuki na parang, what? Ang ganda! That's, okay, by the way, ang ganda-ganda ng theme na yun.
Did you know that ano lang yun? Copyright-free music lang yun?
Talaga?
Yeah, dude.
What? Ang ganda!
So they were, I wrote about this for Smart Henry, and if I remember correctly, they were just Googling some J-Rock stuff na copyright-free. And then they found it, not realizing na napaka-dark pala nung kanta. So the lyrics itself, when you translate them into English, it's about a girl who feels spurned by yung crush niyang lalaki. And then yung crush niya yung lalaki gets with her best friend. So she plots to kill them both.
Oh shit, and dark.
It's so dark. And then when Ralph Imabayashi turns heel on Redrick Mahaba, and then they turn heel together eventually because they've corrupted each other, parang nagkaroon ng parallelism. So even Ralph himself, when he saw the article, he was like, holy crap, I didn't realize when I first got the theme. So yeah.
Layers, man.
Do you ever think of these stories, kunwari, when you come up with music, not just for wrestling, pero even for the professional side? Do you ever see it as telling a story?
If it's something very personal, I'd weave in a narrative. But if it's a commission piece, like let's say a 60-second jingle, I wouldn't want to be too invested in it, lalo na time wise. Mm-hmm. But if it's something, it's a piece like I'll use as an example yung Chrono Trigger theme na ginawa namin recently. The arrangement for that, because I really love the story ng Chrono Trigger, and I really sobrang yung memories of me playing that. Parang there's a narrative. Syempre, may usual tropes ka na parang, oh, there should be like a strong entrance, and then you should take a dip before going high again, and then ending the song. So may movements na ganun, but in the instrumentation, and then yung mga flourishes na pumapasok sa loob. Parang I try to imagine like a intro ng anime.
Okay.
Parang ganun siya. Kung may what's the word when you can see sound?
Synesthesia, yeah.
Yeah, so kung may synesthesia ka, that's the thing I want to try to put out.
All right. Last couple of questions as we begin to wind down here. You mentioned you're really excited about the Samoan heel stable of Roman Reigns and the Usos if that ever happens. So that means updated ka with what's going on. And since you also said na you're relatively getting there in terms of age and you have a wife, how do you balance being a wrestling fan while still being a married professional who has a day job, basically?
Okay, so well, luckily maraming YouTube videos, and then I don't get to watch wrestling in real time as much as I used to because it's just so long. And then I can may mga YouTube videos, let's say the last, what was the last one? Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And then may nag-post ng parang 30-minute video na puro highlights lang.
Okay.
Sa YouTube. So that's what I watched. So there. And then article, syempre, I guess I'm targeted by Facebook to be like a wrestling fan. So Sportskeeda stuff.
Hey.
So binabasa ko na lang.
Have you ever had to hide that side of you, kunwari in the music community or sa corporate side?
No.
Have you ever had to deny it?
No, even in TV. Ang pa nga siya, badge of honor na parang they say it's, you know, may, it's gotten a bad rap na childish siya. Pero like, whatever, man. Ang ganda na wrestling.
So when you write, diba, you also a writer as a profession. When you write for scripts and stories and arts, napapasukan mo ba siya ng wrestling angles? Like, are you inspired by stories from wrestling?
There's not much space for that in Philippine mainstream TV. Pero like, I remember one thing. I used to write for a show called Home Sweetie Home with John Lloyd and and Tony.
Shout out kila Nonong.
Yes.
Sherwin.
So, may isang scene doon from one of the earlier seasons. Na si Tony, yung character ni Tony, makikipagsabunutan siya sa character ni Elena Darna. So nilagay ko sa script na may backbreaker tsaka Boston Crab.
Did they know what a backbreaker or a Boston Crab were?
So, well, may backbreaker na backbreaker. Yung kay Gael na backbreaker.
Okay.
Yun, parang, yun. And then syempre, obviously, hindi na nag-Boston Crab.
Sabi mo kanina na ano, na you don't think that there's space for any wrestling references in Philippine mainstream media, at least for the stuff that you write. Can you elaborate on that?
Because I don't think the TV viewing crowd will get it. Siguro if it's a Hogan reference, di ba? Yung ganun ka blatant. Pero like, I don't know. I might be underestimating the Filipino youth. Pero kasi, di ba, minsan, kunyari may news, tapos kanya may kaguluhan sa isang barangay. Tapos yung mga bata sa likod, gumaganyan. okay, so they know of John Cena, so I don't know. It's such a ano din, parang if the joke falls flat, parang oh sayang.
So how were you able to write for the masa when your profile is not necessarily aligned with that? So is there that dissonance, and do you have a hard time navigating through that?
Ah, yun yung pinaka humble pie that na kinain ko nung when I went into TV, because I didn't watch TV. So parang feeling ko, but, so yeah, feeling ko mayabang na parang, oh, I know of like all the stuff na from the States and whatever, na I'll have a leg up kasi hindi ako tainted with, tainted in quotation marks, with whatever the local taste is. So sobrang ill-equipped ko pala na parang, okay, it was pretentious of me to assume na superior yung taste ko. And then, as I guess Chino knows this because you're a comedian, ang madali magpatawa ng tropa eh, kasi niche siya. Tapos alam mo na yung notes na i-hit mo with them. Right. Pero pag buong Pilipinas, kailangan mo maghanap ng common ground eh. May compromise na mangyayari talaga. So you just have to find the most common thing.
So what's the best piece of advice that you can give to someone who is relatively conyo or alta, as they would say now?
Oh yeah.
If they want to try to step into yung masa entertainment.
I think just be open and don't be pretentious, because like not everything is for everyone, and not your taste is not necessarily the best. Ano siya eh, kung if you can let go of that part na pride, and if you're willing to make mistakes, you're willing to get better, I think.
All right. Last question. Sino yung pinaka na surprise ka from the musical community or from TV or from a corporate job that you've had na wrestling fan pala, and you just started marking out together and became friends?
Good question. Because I know the most people, I think. Oh, so we went to Hong Kong one time, and then for the show, and I used to have long hair, and I had a mustache at the time noon. So I was surprised, but not really. But yung mga artista began, they started calling me Undertaker. Oh, well, yeah. Sige.
I'll take it.
Compliment yun eh.
Joaquin, where can our listeners check out the stuff that you do, especially the Cover Collective, if they want to check out the stuff we've been raving about here on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. So just go to Facebook, look for the Cover Collective. We try to drop new stuff every week, but you know, that's in the best case scenario. And that's it. That's all I have for socials.
Talaga, like, okay. What if somebody wants to hire you for like a personal entrance theme? Na gusto nila mag-practice ngayon ng pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there, I almost forgot. I have a band. I'm so sorry, bandmates. I'm in a band called Daliknik.
So wait, sorry. Cut off yung name ng band. Can you please say that again?
Okay, it's Halik ni Gringo. We can find us at Halik ni Gringo at Facebook, and I think we still have Instagram. I think we do. And then we're also on YouTube. And then for it's the Cover Collective, where we do cover music. And then if you just if you want to contact me, like Stan said, about music stuff, my email is in the Cover Collective Facebook page. It's right there. Just shoot me an email.
Yun. There. So yung mga aspiring wrestlers who want to practice doing an entrance kahit na sa violent tayo lahat, hit Waki up. Maybe you guys can work on a project together. In the meantime, Waki, we got to let you go because you're a busy dude, and we can't thank you enough for spending part of your Friday night with us. We're recording this on a Friday night on a long weekend. So Waki, thank you so much for all the work you've done for the Philippine wrestling scene, and to spending time and hanging out with us here tonight.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks again to Waki Acosta for joining us here on the podcast. You know, as always with guests that are very musically inclined, I just learned so much just because I don't speak the language as well as they do, and they're so much smarter than me, so feeling ko tumalino ako ng slide.
Yeah, every time we get somebody on to talk about the music, especially of PWR, you realize how much more intensive it actually is, diba? It's not just a matter of Oh, yeah, stick tone again. So it's cool. I like it. Every time we get somebody like Waki or Dino from Nespot, you learn a lot, and it's great.
And we want to thank these guys again for putting in the work and being a part of, you know, the culture of how the you know, how Philippine wrestling sounds, because they are an indispensable part of it at this point.
Yeah, when you think about it, diba, yung play, yung role talaga that music plays into wrestling, it's really huge. So if you've ever imagined a wrestling event na walang music, it's so lifeless. So thank you, musicians. And more importantly, pay your musicians. And support people
artists.
For their art. Yeah,
pay your
support
artists.
Artists.
Yes.
Pay your artists enough of the oy, bayaran ka ta ng shout out.
Exposure.
Enough of that crap, please.
Hindi nakakaya ng exposure, guys. We need to eat. You know, so pay your artists, pay your writers, pay your comedians, pay your voice talents, pay whoever you need to pay. Graphic designers, diba? Lahat yan, kailangan nila ng pangkain. So it's important that we respect their craft.
Mm-hmm. So there, I think that's the takeaway here at the end of this episode. Before we go, just remind you again that we've got Lazada's biggest sale happening right now, 11/11 or November 11. So check out our links. That's tinyurl.com/wrestlingwrestlingxlazada or tinyurl.com/wrestlingwrestlingxlazada 1111, or that's 11/11 at the end. Every purchase you make on the app gives us a special commission to keep the lights on here on the podcast and on Podcast Network Asia. You can also book us for shoutout.com. You can book me, Ro, the rest of MSG, JDL, and Ken Warren. Check us out on shoutout.com. That's shawtout.com. And we'll teach you how to cut a promo, help you with your workout tips, do everything that we can with the power of our video cameras and our selfie-taking skills. And other plugs that we've got other shows here on Podcast Network Asia. I'll start with mine, On Deck. The latest episode as of this point is the one featuring John Hendricks, one of the legendary voices from Campus Radio 97.1 from back in the day. It's a dream episode of mine, so I hope that you can give that a listen. How about you, Chino?
All right. I finally figured out who I have for 11/11. Guys, it's no big... It's small-time guest lang naman. I have Doc Gia on Class Clown.
We get
to talk about mental health alongside Buman Reyes. She's behind the new mental health initiative where you see comedians actually tearing up on video. Dapat kasama ako doon eh. So I don't know what happened. Doc Gia, what's up, Doc Gia? No, and so we'll talk about that and many more things on this latest episode of Class Clown. Please subscribe on Spotify.
All right, Ro?
All right, sige, I'll just plug the Twitch stream as usual. Because unlike WWE, my Twitch channel has not been shut down. But also because I'm not as popular as, you know, the WWE guys on Twitch.
AJ
Styles are paged, right? So it's twitch.tv/shang_daddy. It's going to be more focused on multiplayer games, Dungeons & Dragons, and the occasional single-player game. Also, please always read smarkhenry.com for the latest in wrestling takes from your favorite... I don't know if you're their, if they're your favorite Filipino writers, including myself and Stan, and sometimes Chino.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Nandun pa si Butch Dalisay. Thoughts pa siya on this week's Monday Night Raw. Favorite Filipino writer.
Oren, I like him a lot.
Well, kung di mo kami favorite, wala akong choice kasi kami nagsusulat dun eh. So tough luck. Don't forget to follow the podcast everywhere on Facebook and on Instagram. It's at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. For Twitter, it's at Wrestling2XPod. And on Kumu, where we have our regular streams every week, it is at Wrestling Wrestling Pod. And please check out our Patreon program. It's patreon.com/wrestlingwrestlingpodcast. Individually, though, it is at Rowiswar, at Chino Supersized, and at _StanC for me. Huge thanks to Babyface producers Sola and Nikai for putting this episode together, and to the Podcast Network Asia family for finding a way for us to monetize our podcasts and keep providing you with content to keep you sane, pandemic notwithstanding. So on behalf of my co-hosts and producers and the Podcast Network Asia family, my name is Stan C, saying happy 11/11, happy shopping, and, well, stay safe. We'll catch you again on the next episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. We're out.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.